All right, now, good afternoon to you guys. I'm Vijay Joy. Nope, you guys great. All right, now, the United States just popped their asses up again, and what they get told. Okay, I said I'm not going to shore up these racist, arrogant, you know, making up them some stock. All right, now, these assholes are so arrogant, they printed them out some stock, right? And they pretended that, you know, it was stock that's issued to me. Okay, let's get one thing straight about Warren Buffett. All right, now, I don't care what Trump or whoever in that White House, I'm not giving America half of my money, right? No, that's not me talking shit. That's me saying, no, not just that. Does that make sense right now? I'm not volunteering for America. Does that make sense right now? That's for which I'm not. I'm not volunteering for the president of the United States right now to extract fraud for the president, which I'm not. I'm not volunteering for Donald Trump, which I'm not. It's not a knock at Donald Trump, but no. I right now, that's for I'm not teaching America, helping America, giving to America is too fucking racist. I right now, there are a couple of problems, and it's not me being aggressive and mean. It's me saying no, right? All right, now check this out. All right, now, these races are so damn arrogant. Does that make sense? All right, now, bear the amount. Now, Trump is not in there yet. This is a knock at Trump, but no. There has been a racism, there's been a racism entitlement, mentality. They, popped their asses up and got begin to start begging again. Then what they get told, they said, I'm absolutely right. Does that make sense? I did not issue that stop. These racists knew I didn't issue that stop. They were trying to frame me. They knew I didn't issue that stop. That mean they got caught calling the Klan trying to frame me. They knew I didn't issue that stock or what else. They made me homeless. I did not issue that stock. All right. Now, I didn't sign anything. I didn't sign my sit and show. I didn't sign my money over. They know damn well I didn't issue that stock, right? It is not a shock or a surprise that they, you know, that they bought the sun and moon and stars. Let me get one thing straight about old Warren Buffett. Thank God. All right, now that I look at it, Warren Buffett, all right, now that's what he realized that he bought all that fraud and I was not going to shore up that fraud. He realized he bought all that fraud and I was not going to help that fraud. He realized he bought all that fraud. He had no way to make the money off that fraud. So what Warren Buffett does, you know, did was really clever. Does that make sense? And right now, he sold all their counterfeit stock. Damn, he sold all their counterfeit stock. There's no Apple stock in the video stock. These old clown racists, does that make sense? As the United States got told, when they stood up today, they didn't care that Trump or whoever else is in the office. They said, no, you can't get half. You have to sign something. I am not giving Donald Trump half of my money. Does that make sense? And right now, or the United States, does that make sense? These folks already got caught trying to frame me. I'm not going to give you half of my money. I said no, right? I mean, this country is so fucking racist. No. All these assholes have said is volunteer. And that's not a knock at Trump. This dude is not in there yet. This is me officially saying, though. I need this on the record so people can globally hear this. Does that make sense right now about me saying no? Right? I'm not teaching the United States. I'm not helping the United States. No, it's too racist. It's far too racist. All right, let me show you how racist and arrogant these racists are. These racists printed up some pretend stocks. I did not issue. How do you print up stocks if I have to issue the stock I own 100%? Oh, okay. Everything I extract, I own 100% of. The money that's in the bank, I own 100% of. I'm not giving America money. What are you supposed to do, fight the whole world? I told you no. I don't care if you hate me. I don't care what you feel about me. I don't care how you feel about me. I'm not extracting any more fraud in the United States. I'm not extracting any more fraud in U.S. jurisdiction. I'm not extracting any more fraud in no U.S. territory. I said no. As the United States got told today, they said I'm absolutely right. I right now said whoever sold them that counterfeit stock, they better go get their money back. I am not lying, right? The United States did get told this today, right? Said whoever sold them that counterfeit stock, and they knew it was counterfeit, they had the understanding it was counterfeit, they had understanding that I did not sign anything, they had understanding that I did not issue the stock, because they were trying to frame me and make me homeless and lie on me, and this is why, because I had not signed anything, figuring they could just lie and just steal my money, figured they could just kill me and steal my money, because they put me on the street so many times, took one funny, all right, I was homeless for 10 months, dealing with the racism and the bigotry and the misogyny, again, all right, now that's what I want, it's not a knock at Trump, but it is a repudiation of the United States. All right, now, I'm not shoring up fraud stock. All right, now, that's for the Lord that I did not issue. I did not issue the stock. It's a counterfeit. The United States got told about its counterfeit stock today. The United States got told about its counterfeiting today. The United States got told about its counterfeiting this day. The United States got told about their counterfeiting today that whoever sold them the counterfeit stock, they better go address it with them and get their money back. Because like they said, I did not issue the counterfeit stock, and that's on them, right? The United States got told they cannot get anything out of my account. Does that make sense? Because they chose to buy counterfeit stock, right? Counterfeit, right? I did not issue it. They had a full understanding I had not signed anything. Well, they kept saying hows and whys and kept being racist and kept lying. You know, saying they didn't need my signature. They didn't need to talk to me and this and that. Okay, does that make sense? And right now, then they start buying all this counterfeit stock like they stupid. Okay, I own 100% of everything I extract. Okay, since I own 100% of everything I extract, own 100% of. I'm not touching no supply chain in the United States. There's other supply chains. All right, no, there goes. There's silvers, there's diamonds, rubies, emeralds, clearly. Okay, we've proven that. The stat makes sense that there are other supply chains, and there's liquid money supply chain, and there's a commodity supply chain. Okay, I'm not touching on the United States territory. I'm not touching the United States continent. That's not a knock at Trump, but no, this is my business. Does that make sense right now? Company business, does that what you want it, whatever you want to call it. It's my company, it's my business, whatever you want to call it. You had racists pretending they could just make the most of stuff. Imagine being so racist and so arrogant. It is arrogance, right? Imagine being so racist and so arrogant, calling the Klan 3 times a week before the election. They called the Klan. What they said? They said, okay, they made up some stuff. Does that make sense? Right? No, excuse me. They said frame and lie, even though these folks look to be tens of thousands of times with this type of racism, with this type of arrogance. What the fuck? All right, no, that's how many times these folks looked at me. Does that make sense? Right? No, that's what I asked the Lord to stare at me. I am not budging. All right, I got the hiccups there. Excuse me. I am not budging on giving the United States any money. I said, no, I'm not giving you half of my money, right? All right, now, I happily give Donald Trump, all right, now, whoever else, back the citizenship of the United States and move to Europe and Asia and go find my own country. I'm not giving America half of my money. It's just not happening, right? America did not earn my money. Not just that, America's so racist and arrogant, it spent the better part of a whole 2 years lynching me. This year, dried up all my money. That's not knocking Trump. This dude is not in there. These are decisions of Biden. If Trump wants to, he can go through the stuff when he gets in there on day one. And look at the phone calls of Biden. All right, now look at his actions. All right, now doing torture and war crimes. All right, now that America, I guess, tried to legalize him doing torture and war crimes against me because it's that fucked up racist. Then they double back and have the audacity to talk about half. I'm not giving America half of my money. You can have back your citizenship first because Jesus willing, it is not happening. No. Right? As America got told today, does that make sense to right now? America literally got told, America did get told this, right? America literally got told, whoever they bought the fraud from to go address for them, whoever they bought the counterfeit stock from, to go back to the counterfeiter. America literally got told to return their stock to the counterfeiter. America literally got told to return their pretend stock to the counterfeiter. America got told that they're not stealing any of my money, take the money back to the counterfeiter. America literally got told, whoever counterfeited the stock, all right, now whoever knocked off the stock, knocked off counterfeiter, Lord, have mercy, counterfeit stock down, you know. All right, now that's for Lord, all right, now it's not, like I said, it's not a knock at Trump, all right, now I mean, shit, please, Trump don't run a lot of brands. All right, now it'd be like somebody counterfeiting his brand and try to take the back, he would not go for that, and I do not go for that, no way, right? No. America literally got told, whoever sold them the counterfeit stock, they got told to return it to the counterfeiter. America stood up there and started crying and screaming, making demands. They said, you cannot steal half my money. They said, you do not have my signature. They said, whoever, all right, no, sold you the counterfeit stock, the pretend stock, the not real stock, that the racists got up one day and thought they were so arrogant they could just make them up some stock and it's valueless. As they got told today, their arrogance did not translate to money. Their arrogance and their entitlement did not translate to real money. See, Warren Buffett, I thought this asshole did steal from me. He didn't. All right, no, this is what happened with old Warren Buffett. Does that make sense? All right, no, that's for Lord. Warren Buffett about all that fraud stock, all right, now that's for the Lord, thinking that these racists could get me to shore it up, all right, now, but Warren Buffett saw, all right, now, you know, the writing was on the wall with Warren Buffett, he saw, get it, the wall, all right, now, that's for the Lord, the writing was on the wall, Warren Buffett saw I was not going to extract any more fraud in the United States. Warren Buffett had an understanding, I would give him this, he had not money, but this, right, I give him credit for this. Warren Buffett said I was not going to extract any more fraud in the United States. He sat around and he waited for over 2 years, and I did not extract any fraud. All right, now Warren Buffett said that I was not going to extract anything else in the U.S. jurisdiction, under U.S. territories. I don't think he thought that. I think they thought I was stupid. I'm not extracting anything in the U.S. territory. I'm not extracting anything on the North American continent. Like I said, it's not knocking Trump. I don't know Trump. Does that make sense right now? But I'm not volunteering for Trump. I don't know him. I don't have a problem with him. I was like saying, I don't want to get this dude to run around. The step says, I don't have a problem with Trump. The step says, any questions you have, I'll answer them. But okay, I'm not volunteering for Trump, right? I don't want to waste his time there. I'm not signing my signature. The show up America committing counterfeit fraud. Stop. America got told this day. I mean, I am not lying, right? Just as sure as Jesus lives, America got told they better go take the fake stock back to the counterfeiter, right? You did get told that, right? You had a clear understanding. You did not have my signature. You still bought counterfeit stock. Your racism and arrogance. You sold counterfeit stock. And because people believe in racism and the arrogance of this country, they bought stock from racists. They have no ties to me. The racists kept going to, let me see, the Klan. Does that make sense? Right now, listen to the crackhead, the baby murdering crackhead and his baby killer murdering daddy. Does that make sense? Right now, that's for the Lord. Right now, I'm not extracting anything on the North American continent. You're fraud there. America already got told this day to go take their money back to the counterfeit stop, the stop back to the counterfeit stop, because I promise you, I am not going to sign anything for the, you know, as far as counterfeit stop, the 100% you're seeing on the screen. Okay, that's my money, right? I'm not operating any supply chain in the United States. I'm not extracted from any supply chain in the United States. No. I'm not touching any fraud in the United States. I don't care if it's diamonds. I don't care if it's gold. All right, now, there are supply chains. We've proven that. There are supply chains of diamonds and gold. All right, now, actually, diamond mines. We're not going to go into that. All right, no, that's for, this is me. All right, no, there's actually jewel mines. All right, no, that's for the Lord. We're not going to go into that. As far as jewel mines, real jewel mines, I'm not extracting from any supply chain. I'm extracting, all right, then you have the liquid money supply chain. So you have the liquid money supply chain by Jesus' wisdom, and then you have the one with the commodities. We'll set like that. Does that make sense? All right, now, the silver and the gold and the diamonds and everything else. All right, now, that's what, as we have exacerbated, right? All right, no, that's for the commodities. Well, never mind, you know, that's okay. All right, no, but I'm not extracting from no supply chain in the United States. You assholes will never get your sorry asses up and try this again. Go for Kevin Costner. You know, but Obama, them, they shitty, they nasty, and they're very stupid. Does that make sense? There's some corrupt individuals, but at the core of this is racism. Racism that thought they could try to frame me. They asked tens of thousands of times. All right, now, to frame me, does that make sense? They make up a lie about me. They just looked at me again. Yes, they have to look at me for 3 whole years. They're so racist. All right, they went back and forth, the left and right. Tried this way, tried that way. Tried to twist it. Tried to twist that. They tried this, they tried that. It fell to pieces because I'm not a criminal, right? The best prosecutors and investigators and lawyers looked at me in the nation for 3 whole years. This type of racism in this type of nation that is so arrogant, thinking because I'm black, they can make them up some pretend stock and sell them. And then people believe in the arrogance of racism in this country, and they bought the counterfeit stock with their real money. Despite them buying the counterfeit stock, the fake stock with their real money, they sit up there and start crying about them buying all that counterfeit stock. And they got told, okay, you better go see the counterfeiter because you're not dipping into her account to shore up your counterfeit stock. There you go. I am not shoring up your counterfeit stock. It is not my problem. You chose to buy counterfeits. Okay, why'd you say Halls, Wiles? You tried to lie, whitewash my identity. Does that make sense? Tried to steal from me. Tried to frame me. Tried to lie me. Treat me like shit. Okay, I'm not shoring up your counterfeit. As you just got told today, you better take it back to whoever sold it to you. Whoever sold you the counterfeit stock, they just told you today, you better take it back to them. What's up? All right, now, America and his racism and his arrogance had, like, you know, betted on it being able to frame me and steal from me. What do you call this? Look at the United States of America. Look at it. I'm not imagining the horror story that it is. I'm not imagining that the sky is falling. Okay, the United States is so racist and it's so arrogant. The United States, because I'm a black woman, you know, tried to frame me and thought they could just get rid of me by framing me and by making me homeless. When they saw I was not a criminal, they kept trying to frame me anyway. And they kept making me homeless for 10 months. Drowning up my work this year, doing all manner of evil, trying to stress me out, trying to kill me. Tried to put me on the streets to kill me because you don't put somebody out on the streets. I have the goodness and the kindness of your heart for your health. People don't put you out on the streets for your health. Does that make sense right now? That's what it was. But the United States tried to literally kill me. And they tried to take my life. Does that make sense right now? That's the Lord. And right now, by putting me on the streets of racist, trying to kill me, you're completely vulnerable. You outside. You have nowhere to go. Stuck in the United States. I had no passport. This shithole racist is trying to send somebody to kill me. Basically, okay. Why he was trying to frame me and lynch me. Why these nasty-ass racists started making up some counterfeit stuff. Counterfeit stock that they thought they could, thought they could kill me to get rid of me to show up their counterfeit stock. And I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for the Lord Jesus that covered me. Their counterfeit stock, does that make sense right now? That's the Lord right now. Right now that they thought that they could, like, allow me and frame me to, like, show up their counterfeiting. Their counterfeit stock when they thought they could step on me and try to say steal all my money to show up their counterfeiting. The United States got told this day, whoever sold them that counterfeit stock, they better go take it back to the counterfeiter. They better go take it out to the person that knocked off the stock because it is counterfeit because I did not issue it. I own the United States got told that I own 100% of everything got tracked. Since I did not issue the stock myself, it is counterfeit. They must go see the counterfeiter to get their money back because they told the United States, you know, blatantly, they're not going into my accounts, right? What's up? The United States didn't pop his racist, arrogant ass up right now as a nation, right? The United States didn't pop his racist, horrible, arrogant ass up as a nation, right? And the United States got told, all right, now by Jesus, get this, because God is a God of righteousness, right? Does that make sense, right? Now, that's for Lord, as these folks try to destroy me, destroy my life, lynch me, humiliate me, and embarrass me. I've been dealing with these assholes for 2 years. See, they sat here for the first year, figuring they're little racist they put here can knock it off and steal it, but he couldn't, by Jesus' goodness. He went to a site, he got over 700,000 results wrong. He got everything wrong. down. You got that Jonathan stuck. You got that counterfeit stuck, okay? Whoever issued that stuck, Jonathan, whoever else, you better go talk to him. The United States got told this day, because people know that I did not give the United States West Citizenship. People know the United States lynched me. Biden got busted at the top level internationally calling me niggers and black bitches, saying lie on this nigger. Biden got caught saying lie on this nigger. Biden got caught saying get rid of this nigger. Biden got caught saying this. In fact, that internationally, they busted this clown-ass racist. Right? They threw his sorry ass at office and they busted him again. What's up? So internationally, if they getting this, does that make sense to confirm it? So they surely domestically, they know all the racist ways and horror that they did. Did your ex-black man, Joe Scarborough, about his female relatives and Freemasons because there is no wall, but America is just so fucked up and racist. Did you ask black man Joe Scarborough, African-American man Joe Scarborough, black man, black blood Joe Scarborough? Does that make sense? And right now, the fact that he's sprayed and that tan is coming out in one way or the other, did you ask black man Joe Scarborough? Does that make sense? And right now, about him having real, biological women like me and the Freemasons, I want nothing to do with the Freemasons. I'm going to the bank, Jesus willing. Does that make sense? And right now, that's what I want nothing to do with the Freemasons. I move out the country, can I back your citizenship? I'm not giving you a destiny $1 million. I'm not giving you half my money. You did not earn half my money. You did not invest my money. Does that make sense? You got busted at the highest office of a Nazi baby murdering racist. All right now, trying to frame me and say, lie on this nigger by the top authorities. All right now, the Lord God Jehovah, his authority right now. And the people across this globe, they busted the United States, the top authority. All right now, about trying to frame me, calling me niggers and said, lie on me. You did get caught doing this, right? After 3 years of looking at me, I mean, this year this happened. After 3 years of looking at me with racism like this, that you're so racist that you printed up your own stock, that you got told this day to go take it back to the counterfeiter because I just said the payments for that stock is not coming out of my account. What's up? You did get told that, right? Told you to go back to the counterfeiters. See, Warren Buffett, I thought this, I'm like, this asshole tried to steal $300 billion, he tried to steal $300 billion of stuff from me. See, yeah, right now, that's what he thought he could steal from me, but he couldn't. When it started to blow up in his face, he started dumping that shit and people started buying it like they foolish. People bought $300 billion of counterfeit stock from Warren Buffett. You notice that he got the hell rid of it. He said, uh-uh. He saw that it was not extracting anything. He heard how I was talking. Like, okay, this man had been watching the stock market. He said, uh-uh. He got rid of it. He dumped out 500 million shares of counterfeit stock. He was so greedy and so foolish, he bought 900 million shares of counterfeit stock. This man is supposed to be a savvy investor. I give him this on savviness. He knew I was not going to show up the frock, and he knew the stock. He knew it was counterfeit. As the United States got told this day about their counterfeit stock, the United States got told this day to go back to the counterfeiter. The United States got told this day, said, okay, whoever sold you this counterfeit stock, you need to go talk to them because nothing's coming out of her account for you counterfeiting stock. What's up? I get 100% of everything in that bank account. I did not tell the United States to pretend up counterfeit stock. They knew they didn't have my signature. They thought they so racist and stupid. They thought I would sign something. Does that make sense? Right now, to get me, you fools have lost your mind. I'm not signing shit. No, there is no fine print. I'm not going to the Bank of the United States, right? I'm going to try to offer they can't refuse. It won't be nowhere near half, but right now, that's why it won't be nowhere near half. It won't be touching half. But I promise you that they won't refuse it because it'll be fair. It's just me going to the bank to use my money and get my banking information. So it will be pretty substantial. The United States is so racist, it would never get China money like this. If you as an adversary, despite the United States murdering people in Jerusalem, in Israel, despite the United States reaching over to Palestine and started murdering men, women, and children, people of color, despite the United States start bombing and decapitating and shooting the deaf men, women, and children, despite the United States. Like I said, this is not at Trump. Trump is not even in there yet. Does that make sense? But this is me flat out saying, I know saying Trump want to talk to me. I'm like, I'm happy to answer any questions that he has, but I can't help him. As far as like, I want to give this dude the runaround out of respect for him, saying flat out, okay, this is what I cannot do. I cannot teach America how to do Ripple. Ripple is my business. Ripple is my company. No, it's part of my company. I have some other ideals. All right, no, but I'm not teaching America how to do Ripple. Oh, not just that. I'm not shoring up the counterfeit stock as the United States got told this day to take it back to the counterfeiters as they tried to frame me, lynch me, humiliate me, embarrass me, tried to whitewash my identity, lie about my identity, the statements be racist, pretend up walls. Every racist, horrible thing they did, the statements never asked me for help or anything. Just start trying to terrorize me and steal from me, humiliate me and embarrass me. Didn't ask me shit, figuring that they could just step on me, allow me and frame me to get rid of me. But by God's blood, by Jesus' protection, by Jesus' goodness, by Jesus' power, amen, by Jesus' exhortation, by Father God Jehovah's righteousness, his goodness. The Lord says, but God's throne, there right now, Psalms is saying God's throne is built on righteousness and justice. Does that mean since they were not able to frame me? They tried tens of thousands of times, tens of thousands of ways. I ran for 3 whole years to frame me. Even yesterday, and it came back blank because I am not evil. Right? They tried to turn it this way and turn it that way and try it this way and try it that way and do it this way and do it that way and do it that way and do it this way and do it this way and do it that way. So fucked up and racist because I'm not evil, right? So people with some integrity, and that's a blessing from the Lord. What's up? Right? the best lawyers in the nation wrote, with no evil, because I'm not a criminal. Right? America, a person of color, it's not for me. I realize that. I go to the bank, don't worry, I won't be back to America. And I, all right, now Warren Buffett, look at this dude. I will give him this, all right? Now, so he has been watching the stock market. All right, no, not money. I'm not going to give him money, no. But I will give him credit for this. Warren Buffett, you know, he don't watch the stock market. He listened to how I was talking. I said, okay, I'm not extracting any fraud on the U.S. territories. I don't know what these racists thought they were doing waiting around, but I'm saying it straight up. I'm not extracting any fraud in the U.S. territory. I'm not extracting any fraud in U.S. jurisdiction. I'm not extracting any fraud on U.S. soil. I'm not extracting any fraud in no 50 states of the United States, so no U.S. soil. Okay, I'm going to put it to you like this. Anywhere there's a U.S. jurisdiction, I am not extracting fraud. Anywhere that there's a U.S. jurisdiction in all 50 states, any ownership like Guam and these other American territories, I'm not extracting fraud in, so you can never pop your asses up again and lie and try to beg, because I'm not going to give you any money. What's up? Warren Buffett had a clear understanding of that. He bought all those 900 million shares of fraud. He got the hell rid of them. He dumped them on the open market to other simpletons that bought all that counterfeit stock. Right? In the United States, everybody is not bad, but you're buying counterfeit. And I know some people, I mean, I'm not going to justify it, no. You know that the United States did not have my signature. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's counterfeit. I did not issue it. Everything I extract, I own 100%. Do you notice how my 100% is still intact? The United States got told this day, my 100% is still intact. Right? So I'm not getting Trump. This man is not even in office yet. Right? I do not have a problem with him, actually. All right, now, but you notice how my 100% is still intact. The United States got told to go see the counterfeiter to get their money back. Right? Okay. Warren Buffett had a clear understanding of this way before today. To the fact that he started dumping that shit out and you had other people buying that counterfeit stock, why would you do that? To the fact that they have paid Warren Buffett $300 billion, he's sitting on $300 billion because you bought counterfeit stock. You bought counterfeit stock. Why would you buy counterfeit stock? I didn't issue this stock. Why would you do that? You bought counterfeit stock, okay? Since you bought counterfeit stock, all right, now Warren Buffett is sitting on $300 billion. By Jesus, goodness, I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Lord. Jesus, I praise you. I give you honor. I give you glory. Lord Jesus, I exalt you. And Lord Jesus, I lift you up. Lord Jesus, I give you praise. I give you honor for your power, your glory, your majesty. Lord Jesus, I give you praise like your word says. Whoever digs a pit will fall into it. Whoever rolls a stone, it will turn back and crush them. Lord, I give you honor. I give you praise. I give praise. I give you glory, Lord Jesus. I give you exaltation. May the whole world see how real you are, Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus gave me Ripple. You notice how he protected it. Not just that, he protected me, he protected me, and he protected Ripple. But you know, not just that. You notice how the Lord Jesus did not allow them to steal a penny. Warren Buffett, you know, Savannah Guthrie and these other, they were not able to steal anything. What they did was they started dumping their shares and selling them. And then you had other fools that bought all this counterfeit stock trying to load up on them. Mind you, it's counterfeit. As the United States got told today, it's counterfeit. I own 100% of all my stock. When they were trying to frame me, get rid of me, steal from me, humiliate me, embarrass me, make me homeless, drop my money, they were buying counterfeit stock thinking that they framed you up and them trying to kill me. They thought they would succeed at it, so they started making up counterfeit stock. So they, I mean, these are racist-ass folks. I mean, what's up on that? Imagine that's pretty shitty and awful, right? As they called the Klan said, frame me, get rid of this nigger, allow this nigger. They got busted international level. They threw this clown-ass racist out of office. I'm not imagining what I went through. What's up, right? So you had Warren Buffett dump his shares to other fools, and they bought this counterfeit stock. Why would you do that? All right, now America's so arrogant. They believe in the arrogance of racism in the United States. They believe in the racism in the United States. The authority of the racism in the United States. You ain't got no authority over me. Look at Jesus, right? You notice how the Lord didn't allow them to steal anything from me, not a dime from me. They bought all that counterfeit stock that's worthless. They bought all that counterfeit stock, and they got told this day to go back and see the counterfeiter because they said they're not touching my money because she didn't issue this, right? I did not issue that counterfeit stock. You notice how they kept saying signature. I did not issue that counterfeit stock. They did not have my signature. They know I did not issue that counterfeit stock. They know they did not have my signature, and they still kept buying that counterfeit stock. Why the hell would anybody do that? That's on you. Just like you go to Las Vegas, you throw your money away gambling. All right, now this is on the people that decide to be foolish and do this. What's up? Your counterfeiting has nothing to do with me. The sentence says, the United States got told this day, and right now, straight the glass was found, the United States got told this day to go see the counterfeiters to get their money back. Said they ain't touching nothing in my account. Thank God for Jesus, right? They were not able to steal a dime from me. They stole from themselves. Warren Buffett, oh God, man. Warren Buffett, oh damn, I feel so, that made me smell, Oh, thank you, Jesus. That makes me smile. This man stole, he can steal it right now. He bought 900 million shares of counterfeit stock. Right now, trusting in the racism of the United States, trusting in the framing of the United States, trusting in the evil of the United States, trusting in the racist ways of the United States, knowing that was counterfeit, knowing they did not have my signature, he had put their confidence that they could frame a lie. He loaded up on 900 million shares of counterfeit stock. He trusted in how racist America is. He trusted in how horribly racist America is. He trusted in how unfair America is. He trusted in how evil and unrighteous America is, that he would buy 900 million, he bought about 900 million shares of counterfeit stock. What's up? So Warren Buffett has a clear understanding of the racism. Warren Buffett has a clear understanding of the workings of racism in the United States. Warren Buffett has a clear understanding of the racial workings of the United States. How, loading up on all that counterfeit stock. Does that make sense? Right now, okay. When Warren Buffett said, I'm not going to extract anything. I'm not helping America. I'm not extracting anything on U.S. territory. You'll never pop your asses up with your hands up to me again. You will never do this again. Just as sure as Jesus lives. That's not me talking crap. Okay, you will never do this again. You never pop up with your hands up to me again. You'll never be stupid enough to strip your counterfeit stock. You'll never be stupid enough to accept your counterfeit stock because I don't. I reject it. No. You'll never be dumb and delusional enough to pop your asses up with your hands up for counterfeits that you chose to buy. Counterfeits that you knew you didn't have my signature for. Counterfeits you knew that you tried to say halls and walls to try to disenfranchise me and steal from me. Counterfeits you had a full understanding that I did not issue. What's up? You knew what you were doing. You knew there were counterfeits when you bought them. If the bottom falls out of your life, you lose everything. That's on you. You're fine to try to kill me, lynch me, and put me on the streets. And I lost all my money from my normal job. I was out on the Lord, took my big money out of the United States. Thank God for that. Oh, God. You know, these assholes start writing themselves fraud chests. They're so racist and evil. These shitholes like TD Jakes. Okay, it's like this. If the bottom falls out of your life, whose fault is that? The United States did get told by Jesus' voice this day because of its racism and its unrighteousness that the counterfeit stock that you bought. You better go see the counterfeiter about it, right? They did tell you that, right? Said, okay, this is not her problem. You better go see the counterfeiter. The United States got told they better go see the counterfeiter about buying all that counterfeit stock. They had said they had a clear understanding. They do not have my signature, and I'm not signing anything. There's no fine print because I'm not going to the Bank of the United States. Clearly, look, I don't trust shit about the United States, which you trust the United States. No. I'm not extracting any fraud in no U.S. jurisdiction. I'm not extracting any fraud in no U.S. territory. I'm not extracting any fraud in no 50 state of the United States. I'm not extracting fraud on U.S. soil. I'm not extracting fraud where anywhere the United States can say they got jurisdiction. No, never again. Plus, you have to go see the counterfeiter about getting your money back. God help you there. Warren Buffett saw he was not getting his money back. Warren Buffett saw the counterfeit stock was counterfeit. Warren Buffett sat back and let people be stupid. He sold that shit. So he didn't cause too much of a panic. He kept, 400 million shares of like a fool. But he sold 500 million shares. In fact, they bought it up. They gobbled it up. He sent over $300 billion in cash from people buying counterfeit stocks. It did not come out of my account. They were not able to rob me of anything. It's so poetic. Isn't Jesus good? Jesus is amazing. Right? I love Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. I'm not giving America half of my money. I'm not extracting anything on U.S. territory. I'm not extracting anything on U.S. soil. You had an understanding that you did not have my signature. You had an understanding that I did not say yes to sign up on anything. You tried to let house and walls be racist. Your house and walls have crushed your asses. You got told to go see the counterfeiter about the fraud that you bought. It's fraud. You tried to commit fraud. You tried to steal from me. Okay, I don't get 30%. I get 100%. These assholes were hoping I signed something so they could steal all my money. These assholes were trying to steal everything, not just 30%. So they thought I would be stupid enough to sign something to these shithole assholes. The United States got told, all right, they hear me saying I'm not signing anything. They said, they honored that. They said, okay, she is not signing anything. You better go see the counterfeiter about your stock. What's up? The United States got told to go back to the bootleggers and the counterfeiters and the people that knocked out the stock. I own 100% of everything I extract. Does that make sense right now? Whether it be money or commodities, I own 100% of it. Don't matter what it is. There's a diamond supply chain, and there is a money supply chain. Everything I extract, I own 100% of it, right? I'm happy to go up to Europe and Asia. Clearly, I'm not working with the United States on U.S. territory, on U.S. jurisdiction, under U.S. jurisdiction. This never happened again, right? America got some racist ways. You had people put all their heart, soul, sun, and moon, and stars, and their trust into the racism of this country that they would buy counterfeit stocks. They knew that the racists could get this done, but they lied. The Bible says, let every man be a liar, and let God be the truth. As the United States got told this day, they don't care how much people said, okay, we don't care how much counterfeit stock you bought. Okay, she did not issue this stock, you better go see the counterfeiter. United States got told to return their stock to the counterfeiter. Warren Buffett knew he would not be able to return the stock to the counterfeiter. So he sold 500 million shares of this fraud. He let all of them stupidly buy the counterfeit stock. He's sitting on $300 billion from, Warren Buffett is sitting on $300 billion of real liquid money because people are so interested in my work. But, you know, people bought all that counterfeit stock, all right? No, that didn't show up. Warren Buffett knew I was not going to show it up, so he sold it. You had other fools that bought that, trusted that the racists would be able to lie, lynch, and frame. All right, now they bought all this counterfeit stock, all right? Now, Warren Buffett is sitting on $300 billion of their money, not mine. All right, now, as the United States got told to return their money back to the counter, return their stocks back to the counterfeit to get their money back, Warren Buffett knew that was not happening. So he started, he started selling that crap. Does that make sense? Right now, that's the Lord. And Warren Buffett is now sitting on $300 billion in counterfeit stock from other shitholes, racists, and assholes that thought they can buy counterfeit stock while they lied and tried to frame me and lynch me, while they thought they could print up dental stock and buy counterfeit stock, and their racism and their arrogance that they could buy counterfeit stock. Warren Buffett is sitting on top of their money, not mine. They were not able to steal anything from me. Warren Buffett is sitting on $300 billion from the people that bought counterfeit stock that's worthless, that's valueless, to the fact they got told this day, take it back to the counterfeiters because zero money is coming out of my money. I'm giving $0 for that counterfeit stock. All right, now zero money is coming out of anything out of my 100%. The United States is getting zero. United States got told to take their money, to take that step fraud back to the counterfeiter. So Warren Buffett is sitting on their money, not mine. Warren Buffett was not able to steal from me. He tried. But Warren Buffett is sitting on my money. Warren Buffett is sitting on their money, not mine. My money is overseas. All 100% of it intact. Warren Buffett understood that he would not be able to get a return, so he started selling all that fraud, 500 million shares. And these fools started buying up the counterfeit. It's so racist and arrogant. And right now, other people believe in the power and the racism and the arrogance. Look at the racism and the arrogance of the United States. The fact that they had people believe in the racism and the arrogance of the United States. They start to buy counterfeit stock that has no value. They had my signature for nothing. I'm not signing shit. Never. There's no fine print because I don't trust you assholes. I'm not going to the Bank of the United States. Do I look stupid, right? Does that make sense? I'm not knocking Trump. I'm not volunteering for Donald Trump. Does that make sense? So right now, for the U.S. presidency, for the U.S. military, for the U.S. country, no, I'm not volunteering for you. Not just that. Does that make sense? I'm not teaching you how to do Ripple. I'm not teaching you. I'm not giving you my extraction. I'm not giving you my company. I'm not giving you my business. And clearly, it is a company. It is a business. Right? What's up? These assholes want to steal so bad, they start making them up some counterfeit stuff. It's so racist and arrogant. Warren Buffett understood the racism and arrogance fried him for the first time in his 95 years. Warren Buffett understood that the racism and arrogance fried him to pieces for the first time in 100 years. He started to panic. He dumped out 500 million shares. He's sitting on $300 billion. That other fools bought more counterfeit stocks. It didn't come out of my money. And Jesus good, right? United States got told this day to take their fraud back to the counterfeiter. Thank God for Jesus. I'm not giving America any money. I'm not extracting anything in no U.S. territory. I'm not extracting anything in no 50 states of the United States. I'm not extracting anything in no U.S. control, no U.S. control region. I'm not extracting anything in no 50 state of the United States, no. You never pop your ass up again with your hands out. Does that make sense? I don't owe you shit. You bought counterfeit stock. You better go see the counterfeiter. 100% is intact because it's my money, right? As you got told this day, go see the counterfeiter about your money because you own zero shares in my money because I did not issue that counterfeit stock, right? In Jesus, good. So as the United States got told, go see the counterfeiter. What's up? That's it for that, right? United States get $0. Thank you guys so much. And I'm not extracting anything in the U.S. You never pop your asses up again and say, I'm going to give you this, I'm going to give you them, that give you shit. I'm not extracting anything on U.S. territories, U.S. jurisdiction. No, they see how America treated me. Right? They tried to whitewash my identity. They kept trying to lie. Kept trying to lie walls and halls, okay? I don't want nothing to do in America. Not in the sense of my money and my stock, right? No. I'm going to Europe and Asia to offer the stock, but I'm not sharing up your counterfeit stock. My 100% is still intact because like they told America today, okay, what does it have to do with her that you decide to make up some pretend stock? You better go see the people that counterfeited it, right? Thank you guys so much. My Jesus, good. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, boy. Oh, man, that made my day. Good afternoon. Thank you guys so much.